So the state track and field championships, give me your thoughts overall. Looks like Aiden finally got his state championship titles, so he must have been pretty thrilled about that.
Yes, yes. It was. We started off really, really great. The high jump was one of the first events that we had a kid in, and it was very, very exciting to see Aiden not only get that first place state championship, but also achieve his goal of jumping 5'8". You know, he has been working hard for that all year, and so that was a really wonderful thing to happen, and to have him out jump everybody else was just fantastic. It was miserable pouring down wet and rainy weather, and he stuck it out and did great. And then shortly after that, he ran the 100 prelim and finaled with Julian. And the next day on Saturday, Aiden, you know, took it away and got another first place in the 100 meter. So it was great to see him finally get two state championships after working so hard all 4 years.
And nearly a third, coming in second in the 200 as well. Was that an exciting race?
Yes, that was also an exciting race. Yep, and that was at the very, very end of the day on Saturday. So he had been kind of waiting around. It was super wet and rainy and cold that day. You never know how your athletes are going to perform in those kind of weather conditions, but it was a close race to the end, and he got second, which is fantastic, you know, in all in itself as well.
How about the other events that kids were in? Anything that stood out for you?
I think what stood out to me the most, you know, I don't have the sheet right in front of me, but I know that Sean Stiglmeyer had a PR in his throw. So I think that was really, really awesome that he was able to peak at the state tournament. And just the fact that he was, you know, that he qualified, he got first in the region and then was able to go to state and compete. He's at one of our kids that joined us kind of late in the season. And hadn't spent a lot of time practicing, but picked it up right away. And so that was, I think, really a nice way for him to end the short season. And then our other athletes, Chase Lister and Anya Powick and Julian and Rick Pumps, did great too. You know, they had a great showing. We were just so happy that they all performed so well at region tournaments so that they could qualify and compete at the state level.
So a good wrap up to the season, and look ahead to next year as the team loses some seniors, obviously, but has some young athletes that kind of stepped up and maybe filling that gap.
Yeah, we had two seniors that joined us for the state tournament, but we also had Tristan Enriquez was with us for the whole season, and a couple Shayla Madol was with us too, but. We've got lots of younger kids coming up. We're excited for next year. We're a pretty small team. We only took six kids to state. But so we, in some aspects, you know, you could kind of think of us being like the David versus Goliath, where we had this tiny group of kids competing against schools that were bringing 30, 35 kids in a team. So kind of hard to compete at the team level. But our boys did great. They actually got seventh. Out of 17 teams, we were happy that our boys beat out Haynes and Sitka, so that was kind of fun for them to see. So a small but mighty team, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen next year.
All right. Anything else important to highlight?
I think just really that we have fantastic kids. It was pretty miserable weather-wise. I think it was record-setting rainfall that weekend in Anchorage, and it was pretty cold. And some of the outcomes, some of the performances weren't what kids had hoped it would be. It would have been really easy for them to kind of give up and kind of get angry and blame the weather or other people or other things. But our kids didn't do that. They rallied around each other. They encouraged each other. They were really good at cheering on other Southeast teams. And they really enjoyed seeing some of the other great athletic feats that were happening with some of the other kids from around the state. And, of course, then being able to celebrate Aiden was pretty awesome.